Ohio State saved the best position for last at the end of training camp availability, and this version of Snap Judgments requires a true connoisseur of tight end play. Welcome to Snappy Jays. I am Austin Ward. That is Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row, and we heard from Keenan Bailey and pretty much the entire tight end room, which secretly might be one of the best in America. Strongest units top to bottom, but also probably the best tight end group overall.
Yeah, it's the best position group at Ohio State, if you ask any of the tight ends. They're not going to beat their chest
about
it.
That's a tough one, though. The wide receiver still exists. Yeah. The secondary's good.
Yeah, they're not going to beat their chest about it, but they will go to bat for themselves. Yeah. Keenan Bailey was talking about that a little bit, going to bat with Brian Hartline about getting his tight ends on the field. And, hey, we can do this in 14. We can do this in 13 personnel. Those guys are all kind of taking jabs at other guys, you know, in a fun way, talking about how they're the best position group on the in the program. And to be honest, Austin, it's kind of hard to argue with them, even though there are those great position groups. When you got Max Clair, who's one of the best receiving tight ends in the country, Will Kaczmarek, who Keenan Bailey refers to as the best blocking tight end in the country, the best leader in the tight end group is not even one of those two, and Bennett Christian, like, it's a pretty deep group, and it's hard to argue with.
Wow. I think you could have gone even further. That was good, Spencer, because maybe the best athlete in that room is Jelani Thurman. He's on the rise a little bit here. You have a freshman who Keenan Bailey is talking about, Nate Roberts, like, making plays right away, that he's going to contribute. They don't view that as a first-year situation, and if you can contribute, like, you're going to. So one of maybe the more touted prospects. So best receiving threat, best blocker, best leader, best athlete.
Maybe highest ceiling is the last one.
Maybe that's it. I mean, that's a pretty impressive group, and that sounds like hyperbole, but the talent that has been assembled there for Ohio State at tight end, I think it's slept on nationally, and it's going to be appreciated locally, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just always think back to the championship run, where no matter if it was against Oregon or Texas or in the national championship game against Notre Dame, there would be three tight ends out there on the field, and none of them were G. Scott. And all three of them we just talked to today. They're all back. Yeah. And then they added Claire to the mix, who's the best receiver of the bunch. It's like, they're super underrated. And they were underrated last year because a lot of their production was the dirty work. And then you'd have one catch for 24 yards from G. Scott, and you kind of forget about it because of how great Jeremiah Smith and everybody was in that offense. It just seems like no matter what they do, they can't get the appreciation that they probably deserve. But I think that's life in the tight end room. And I think Keenan Bailey has allowed them to embrace that. They love embracing that. But at the same time, they also understand that they're not going to get, you know, the credit that they might deserve nationally, especially at a program that has top receivers and running backs and quarterbacks.
Yeah, I wonder if Max Clair's name recognition could help break some of that, I don't know, Mackey Award curse that Ohio State's got going on. Cade Stover would have been absolutely a deserving winner. He was a finalist. It's going to be hard because those awards come down to individual numbers. And as you said, I mean, is Max Clair going to have 51 catches and 600 yards? I think the touchdown number is probably going to go up from what he had at Purdue. It's hard. Even when Keenan Bailey is talking about that and putting it in context of his room, they're capable of that. Max Clair is capable of going well beyond 51 catches.
Yeah.
But it's not just competing in the room with Will Kaczmarek for touches and Jelani Thurman for touches and Bennett Christian for touches. This is also a team that has Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate and Brandon Ennis and a backfield that needs to be fed as well. C.J. Donaldson and James Peoples and Bo Jackson on down the road. So it's hard to stand out. It's hard to quantify that, I think, and project out the numbers. Doesn't diminish their importance to the overall offensive efficiency.
No, and like, again, you're not going to recognize them a lot of times, but I guarantee anytime C.J. Donaldson rips off a 19-yard run, whether that's against Texas or it's against Grambling, one of those tight ends is going to be out there throwing a key block to make that thing happen, because they were in on so many plays last year. Will Kaczmarek as a blocker, only played the first five games and was out and came back for the playoff. You know, watch the playoff again. When there's a big run, he's probably the one throwing the block that's helping them get to the edge, things like that. Bennett Christian's the same way. So they don't need all of that recognition. I keep coming back to that. But they certainly could get it if it wasn't such a loaded roster elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's fun about this conversation is they get their own day, and we get to talk about them like this.
Yeah.
Because this is probably the most we'll talk about them all year. And they probably
I don't know. You and I will talk about tight ends.
Yeah, we probably will. Yeah, especially like, you know, with Max Clair being a receiver, Will Kaczmarek, the blocker, and then right on down
the line. He's got that Bobcat mentality.
You're absolutely right, partner.
So I think it is fun. I don't want to get too far ahead of it with numbers and setting a school record. Like, I've been, this is my 14th season covering Ohio State. Like, I've certainly spent a lot of those off seasons saying this is the year of the tight end. And I mean that in terms of receiving targets. Like, I don't know that that will be the case, but it also will, it could be. I don't want to get too far ahead of it, but if teams are deciding that they got to put two bodies on Jeremiah Smith and they've got to pay attention on the other side to Carnell Tate and Julian Sain is working the middle of the field, I mean, you ask Bennett Christian, like, he's already got that heads up on what it's going to be like for a tight end with Julian Sain. They've already got that connection going.
Yeah, and you know, tight ends are the quarterback's best friend, but even more, take it a step further, a tight end is a first-year quarterback's very much best friend. Like, you, inseparable, they should be. And, you know, maybe this is a peek into the bold peas for next week or whatever. It won't surprise me if the tight ends play a huge role against Texas and then go away for a little bit, just because everybody's going to have the attention for the first game of the year on this receiving group.
Yeah.
And Julian Sain's going to be a first-year quarterback, a first-time starter in a huge environment. Where do you go? You go to what you know. You go to the quick, easy tight end route that's going over the middle while everybody's attention is on the outside. So, like, don't be surprised if this tight end group's making a group makes an immediate impact and then they kind of get tucked away for a few weeks after that. That's this today's media session with them just kind of started to get the wheels turned a little bit for what it could be in the opener before they kind of tuck it away.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, Jake Butt was in here during the, you know, Big Ten tour, and it was like, yeah, he was just gushing over what Max Clair can do. And if you have to put a linebacker or a safety on him, that's a losing matchup. And as you said, that can become Julian Sain's, like, easy access, easy throw. Ryan Day was mentioning this on Monday. It was like hitting the checkdowns consistently, even making sure that those are accurate. That can be the easy money there, yeah. Is using Max Clair, using Will Kazmierik, veteran guys with plenty of experience and plenty of production already in the bag. And then if they get, like, I guarantee that Max Clair has never had more winnable matchups than he's going to face when he never has any sort of extra attention his way the way he did at Purdue.
I mean, he was the leading receiver there, and it wasn't particularly close last year. That was a horrendous offense, and he still managed to be a household name. That, right. I think people kind of forget how hard that is to do on a 1-11 football team that wins the opener. How hard it is to become a household name in college football when there's so many different names out there, and yet Max Clair did it. When he entered the portal, everybody was like, man, whoever gets him is getting a star. And he just happens to be in this building now. I think we need to start maybe ramping that up with 10 days left here, talking about Max Clair more.
Maybe, because every time, whether that is like outside media coming in, and Jake Butt, you shouldn't even, like, that guy knows tight end play.
Yeah, he knows ball.
And, you know, other people that watch, other tight ends in this room, Bennett Christian said he's the best route runner I've ever seen at tight end. And that wasn't necessarily Cade Stover's forte, but he caught a lot of footballs for Ohio State, and he got really good at it over time. All the extra hours that he was spending with Keenan Bailey and that staff to improve in that aspect of the game. This is the part of it that comes naturally for Max Clair. And I think we've spent, or maybe I have, I don't know about you, too much time saying, well, Max Clair came here, he wanted to get better as a blocker, he needs to be an all-around weapon. Yeah, that will help him. It'll make him more money at the next level. In the short term, we have seen plenty of examples, Spencer, going all the way back to, you know, that Sugar Bowl with Luke Farrell and Jeremy Ruckert. If one is more of the receiving threat and the other can handle the all-around and the blocking dirty work, I think that this is that next level evolution of those two guys when you have a Clair and Kazmierik combination.
That's where my mind immediately goes, is the Ruckert-Farrell combo, because Luke could do it, but he was such a good dirty work player.
Yeah.
And that's what Will Kazmierik does. Bennett Christian talked about him throwing his body around, being a good, and then Max Clair is more of the Jeremy Ruckert, but I think he's probably, you know, I loved what Jeremy Ruckert did here, but I think Max Clair is probably the evolution of that.
I would think so,
in this offense. So it could be a special year. Again, you don't want to get ahead of yourself with production. And I think that's why we kind of throw all these numbers, push them down, because we're not here to say, oh, they're going to break the tight end record. Maybe in a bold prediction we will, but we're not here to do that.
Not on Snappy J's.
No, we're not here to do that. We're here to talk about what they can be for this particular offense. And I think Clair has a chance to be really special, and Kazmierik the same exact way. It's just two different ways of doing it. The interesting thing to me, Austin, was when we talked to Clair today, I asked him about learning from Will Kazmierik and Kazmierik learning from Clair. They were roommates together over at the hotel for training camp. And, you know, Clair didn't have to be a better blocker to fit in this offense.
Yeah.
He wants to be. And Kazmierik doesn't have to be a better receiver to fit in this offense, but he wants to be, and they want to grow off of each other.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And then that next wave, you're finding ways to use Bennett Christian. I think that that's obvious that you can as a blocker. What the ceiling is as a receiving threat, I don't know. It almost doesn't even really matter for this team. That's down on the pecking order. Because if he'd be the guy that you're looking to if you need to go to the next one behind Will Kaczmarek for the all-around. But if you have to replace Max Clair, in the spring, I've been like, I don't know. Can Jelani Thurman do that? The growth that he's made, the training camp that he's had, it's like, yeah, he's starting to get close to that ceiling that we've talked about now for 3+ years.
Yeah. I think it's funny because Jelani could be one of those guys that has 17 catches this year and 9 of them could be touchdowns. You know, like he's got that kind of potential to be that red zone threat or that goal line threat that you kind of forget about him and he sneaks out in a run formation. But at the same time, like you're hearing things more and more that make you think that he might be ready for a bigger role than just red zone threat that we talked about when he was a true freshman and he lit it up on Student Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Or the practices where we've seen him in the red zone out here the first 3 days of camp. Like the steps that he's taking from what we've heard, and again, we haven't seen any of this, but from what we've heard tells us that he is finally taking steps. And none of this is linear for anybody. It's been a long process for Jelani, but if he's clicking now, then it kind of takes that group to the entirely next level. It gives Keenan Bailey more flexibility for what he wants to do. But also, I mean, you talk about a guy who's going to have some flexibility to get creative. Ryan Day and Brian Hartline, if Jelani is available to them in that kind of role. Whew.
Well, and you know Keenan Bailey will push for it.
Yeah, he always is.
I asked about, you know, Jelani's progress more than I anticipated, more than maybe I should have throughout this month, because I remember practice 3, the last time we actually did lay eyes on it, like those red zone periods with Jelani, that was about all you could ask for as a target down there. He is big, he's athletic, that stuff has never changed, but it was always, it comes back to consistency catching the football, which sounds like that was all the conversation about him was, can he be a blocker? The reason he wasn't on the field was the consistency with the catch point, and that has, I think, changed the most for him.
I'm also just, my brain keeps going back to the highlight reel that Ohio State put out. I think it was like 2 weeks
well,
left
I'm teeing
until
you
game
up for
time.
It.
2 weeks left until game time. And if you watch it frame by frame, there's a clip of Jelani in the corner of one of those end zones out there on the practice field, catching a touchdown pass perfectly with his hands over Caleb Downs.
And away from the
best,
pads.
It's the best safety in America. And there's Jelani catching the ball cleanly. Okay, now we've got a new conversation to have about Jelani if that's what's going to be happening on the field.
All right, I knew you would get there at some
point. Oh, yeah.
Had to get there on some snap judgments. The last position of training camp, that's it. We're done for the rest of the week in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. The next time we're going to be back here will be Tuesday of Texas week, hearing from Ryan Day. Who else that day? I don't know. Maybe nobody. But the game is almost here. Training camp is over. Game prep is underway. Ending on a high note with the tight ends, sincerely appreciate Letterman Rowe, senior writer, expert extraordinaire, Spencer Holbrook joining me in place of Berm, who's just got to get himself healthy by the time that
he's
the season
is. He's on the availability report right now. It's
day to day, but we all are. He will be back for the beat and a Three Things Thursday tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. But the snap judgments training camp version, they're over. Thanks for following along all month long on 97.1 The Fan's YouTube channel, 10TV, 10TV Plus, and anywhere that you get your podcasts for the audio only. We appreciate you, and I appreciate Spencer Holbrook. I'm Austin Ward. We'll see you later.